Being diagnosed with a crippling disease like rheumatoid arthritis is a life-changing event, as Tucson resident Susan Carter found out. But now a new drug is offering her the hope that traditional medical treatments did not. We'll hear why from Dr. Birchman Vaz at the University of Arizona Arthritis Center and this story from Pam White.
What happens in rheumatoid arthritis is that it's an inflammatory arthritis. So there's inflammation in the joints and it can destroy the joints over time.
Rheumatoid arthritis, or RA, affects more than 1 million adults in the U.S. Susan Carter was diagnosed with it just a few years ago.
After I was diagnosed, I went through a variety of different drugs that they tried to see if they would work, if they didn't work.
So Susan was a patient of mine who was doing very poorly, and we had tried all the previous agents that were available. And she was losing hope. She felt that she was not going to improve, and her arthritis was going to cause her, you know, to be disabled and cause her to be deformed, have her joints deformed.
Once very active as a wife and mother of two young children, Susan's quality of life began to go downhill as the disease progressed.
I pretty much sat on a couch. That was my existence, was sitting on a couch all day. Who would hire me? I couldn't do anything. I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand without assistance.
This is the normal joint.
Dr. Vaz holds up models to illustrate the damage that rheumatoid arthritis does to healthy cartilage and bone.
Now, this is the normal joint. You can see the blue area, which is nice and blue. This is the joint, which is totally normal. There's no inflammation. Now, look at this joint over here. This is when a patient has moderately active or severely active rheumatoid arthritis. And you can see there's a lot of inflammation at the joint, in the joint itself, as well as there are bony erosions. So the cartilage gets destroyed as well as the bone gets destroyed over time.
Susan had almost given up hope until she found out about a clinical trial that was testing a new drug to help patients with RA. Called Actemra, it's different from other treatments. Dr. Birchman Vaz was head of the clinical trial here in Tucson.
So you have these various agents which block various aspects of the immune system. And now we have this drug called interleukin-6 inhibitor, which is Actemra. And by suppressing the immune system at the level of the joint, the patient can really experience a response and have back their lives.
Actemra was approved by the FDA in January of 2010. It's used to treat adults with moderately to severely active rheumatoid arthritis, and it's for patients like Susan who don't respond to other treatments.
Most of the studies have shown that about 30% will not respond to the agents that we already have. So we do have really good agents, but they may not work in up to about 20 to 30% of our patients. And so this drug will work in those patients, and it's basically one more tool that we have where we can use it in patients who do not respond to the other agents.
That first treatment where I got the drug, Actemra, it made a huge difference. I could physically feel the difference that first visit.
Fortunately, we had this clinical trial that came around, and we used this agent. And within the first 2 or 3 months, Susan showed a significant response and did very well with this agent. And so I was very gratified, and she was very happy that this agent came along and she did so well.
The drug is given intravenously, usually once a month. Side effects can include serious infections because it does suppress the immune system. So Dr. Vaz says patients must be diligently monitored. Actemra is already being used in Europe and Japan.
I am extremely optimistic, and I think most rheumatologists are very optimistic that we will have patients responding to one more agent, which will be available.
It's put me back where I was. You know, I have the opportunity to do the things that I want to do. I'm back, I mean, I work full time again. I go to the gym. You know, I'm in school, I'm taking classes in school. So, I mean, it's given me that, you know, as opposed to sitting on a couch with a clicker, you know, changing channels. If it can help people get back out and get jobs and get back into life and enjoy their families and enjoy the world around them, that's what it does.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Pam White.